This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani announced Monday that he finally has a clear plan to counter Taliban offensives across the country after his government was heavily criticized for its seeming lack of strategy in the last 3 months. The militants have made unexpectedly swift territorial gains, including taking over several key international border crossings as foreign forces withdraw from the country. In an address to a special joint session of the Afghan parliament, Ghani said Monday that he has a clear plan prepared for reaching stability in 6 months. He said the implementation of the plan has already started. This is the first time President Ghani addressed lawmakers since the announcement that U.S. and NATO forces were withdrawing. Without sharing specifics, Ghani said the military will be responsible for defending strategic targets, while the police will defend cities and strategic district centers. Afghanistan's intelligence agency will coordinate the people's militias, known as the anti-Taliban uprising forces. Ghani blamed the recent deterioration in the country's security to a sudden decision by the United States and NATO forces to leave. But he said it was now up to Afghans to manage the fallout. The United States and Britain said Monday the Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. They say the Taliban massacred dozens of civilians in revenge killings in Kandahar. The embassies of Washington and London said in separate tweets, "The murders must be investigated, and those Taliban fighters or commanders responsible must be held accountable." From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.